Hello, I'm Sindira Chetty, bringing you the latest news and feature stories from the 21 and 28 November issue of Farmers Weekly. The Western Cape government recently launched a comprehensive water resilience strategy aimed at securing the province's water future through sustainable management, innovation and partnerships. Anton Bridell, Western Cape Minister of Local Government, Environmental Affairs and Development Planning, said the strategy sought to future-proof the Western Cape. Marketers are being urged to rethink their strategies as consumers show signs of digital fatigue. Speaking at the Subtrop Marketing Symposium in White River, Protactic Strategic Communications founder Glynis Branthwaite said brands now have less than 8 seconds to capture attention. She added that engagement, not reach, is becoming the key measure of success. And climate challenges, water constraints, and market pressures were among the key issues discussed at the recent Raisin South Africa Symposium in Carcamas, Northern Cape, where producers explored ways to strengthen the industry's resilience. Moving on to the features section, our main focus is on the auction industry. Our cover story profiles renowned auctioneer Johan van der Nest, who was once dismissed as arrogant and a fly-by-night. Van der Nest has become one of South Africa's leading auctioneers and a pioneer in beef genetic improvement. Read how he built a career on knowledge, experience, people skills, and a touch of showmanship over 3 decades. The next article explores how technology is reshaping South Africa's auction industry, from artificial intelligence and live-streamed bidding to online and hybrid platforms. Digital innovation is transforming how farmers buy and sell livestock. Industry experts share how these tools are expanding access, improving efficiency, and redefining the traditional relationship-driven auction experience. In the livestock section, we focus on dairy farming, a field that demands precision, endurance, and passion. Eastern Cape producer Rufus Dreyer manages 2,000 dairy cows across more than 800 hectares of irrigated and dry land. Since starting his operation in 2004, he has turned a demanding enterprise into a model of precision and innovation, where data, discipline, and passion drive production. And to wrap up, we turn our attention to Kenya's coffee industry. Our feature explores how women smallholder farmers in the north of the Rift Women in Coffee Group are building better livelihoods and stronger communities. Working with BASF, they're improving production practices, adding value through new facilities, and earning recognition for high-quality coffee they produce. That's it from me, Sindira Chetty. I will be back next week with more news and features. In the meantime, get your copy of the 21 and 28 November issue of Farmers Weekly, now available in stores and online.